After spending 19 days missing in Rugged Bush in Kahurangi National Park, trampers Dion Reynolds and Jessica O'Connor were totally out of food when they were finally rescued alive and in pretty good nick, all things being considered, around lunchtime today. It was a smoke signal that alerted rescue teams to the pair, who were picked up by a helicopter and taken straight to Nelson Hospital. Sergeant Malcolm York delivered the good news this afternoon.
Just before 1 p.m. today, one of our search helicopters was flying with recoil equipment, flew within the search area, and they managed to spot some smoke coming up from the area, and obviously went down to have a look and located two people waving up at them, which of course is a great thing for them to see. That was very up the top of a stream called Fraser Stream.
Our reporter Tracy Neal is at Nelson Hospital and joins us now. Kia ora, Tracy. What condition are Jessica and Dion in, do we know?
Well, kia ora, Lisa. Look, what I can say is that they've been assessed, treated and discharged just in the last 10 or 15 minutes. DHB Communications Manager Stephanie Gray has just come out to talk to waiting media. The pair are in amazingly good nick, given the ordeal with, as I say, in cold weather, no food for that length of time. It's obviously tested their endurance to the extreme. The pair were in good enough condition to be able to walk from the helicopter to the waiting ambulance. So they were flown from Kahurangi into the airport and then delivered by road, by ambulance, into hospital this afternoon. And they were in well enough condition to be able to walk.
Amazing stuff. And how are their friends and family doing? Because I imagine it was a pretty tense wait, the longest 19 days of their lives, I imagine.
Absolutely. Look, from what I've managed to gather this afternoon from talking to people in the Marahou community where Jess is from, she's a kayak guide in the Abel Tasman, they are absolutely ecstatic. Few out of courtesy, they're not saying much, but they can say that they've gathered together there and they're sharing stories and crying and laughing about it, at the shock really of this amazing discovery that they're alive.
So give us a bit of background here. It has been 19 days. How big was the search? How extensive?
Well, we know that that search began just over a week ago. It took some time for the notification from a friend to notify police that they were missing. They were overdue. And a fairly extensive search began straight away. First of all, a land-based search. And then they called in the Defence Force that used a helicopter with the equipment that can sense heat. That was unsuccessful, and they've brought in search dogs. It just got bigger and bigger. The search extended in a very wide area from the Annatori River catchment centre. So it went north to Cape Farewell and south to the Heafy. I understand that a search party was also walking the Heafy to see if they'd stopped in any of the huts there.
So a lot of people have been asking this, texting in. Do we know if the pair had a personal locator beacon? And did they tell anyone where they were going?
My understanding is, from having spoken to police over the last few days, Lisa, is that the search was frustrated by the fact they hadn't given a clear plan of where they were going. And I also understand they weren't carrying an EPIRB, a personal locator beacon. What I did manage to speak to a colleague of Jess's this week, who's a kayak guide as well, and all that I know is that he gave them a map of an area that they wanted to explore. And that was, I understand, used by the police in their efforts in the early part of the search.
Thank you, Tracy. A remarkable rescue there. That is Tracy Neal, our reporter, joining us from outside Nelson Hospital. And those missing trampers who've been, missing for 19 days, they have been discharged, as Tracy said.